Glory to God. Listen, while we were praising and worshiping, I kept seeing the Lord grabbing, gathering people. Like gathering. Gathering. And he's saying gathering. In other words, he's gathering his people. He's calling from all over. Why? Because he's releasing his plan. He's releasing more strategy. He's releasing more wisdom. He's releasing more things to his people as they're gathering together. That's why he says, forsake not to assemble. Amen? It's important. Because he's gathering. And the word tells us something very powerful. He says, you know, that the enemy came in and sowed corruptible seed in the farm. Amen? So those were the tares. And then there's the wheat. And so they wanted to know, the servants wanted to know whether to remove the tares, what we call weeds. Amen? But it was a seed of corruption. And the Lord said, no, because then you'll harm both. Wait. Wait until it's time. And I'll remove them. And I will gather the tares and throw them into the fire. And I will gather the wheat and bring them home. See, all of these things are about, they're happening, in, unfortunately for me and you, a slow process. But God's got a process. Amen? We want everything, we know, we want drive-through. Amen. We want it to happen now. But God's got a process. Why? Because he's waiting for more tares to turn into wheat. His hope is that people will turn from darkness into the light. So in that, he's gathering and he's pouring out more of his presence. He's pouring out more of the anointing. He's drawing men unto him. He's visiting people in dreams and visions, revelations. Releasing nuggets to bring us thirsty and hunger. And bringing us to the place where no man's gone before. This is an adventure. This is a journey. There's a transition that's going on. You're going to be seeing things and hearing things that you've never could imagine. There's going to be a release of technology. There's going to be a release of all. And there's going to be a lot of release of the exposure to demonic forces. You're going to hear about more and more children being rescued. You're hearing now about all kinds of stuff, UFOs, this, that, whatever. You know, there's a lot more UFOs. Well, there's been UFOs around for centuries, generations. There's battles between the fallen angels. Demons have technology. Fallen angels have technology. Now what they want to do is they want to clone and make bodies so they can possess spirits. So they can possess a body with their spirits. Demon spirits in a human body. Think about that. That's what people don't know. I don't know if you saw it or not, but there was a, I think I shared this last time. There was a woman that was on an airplane, and she got up and freaked out, kept saying, this person's not human. This person's not human. This person's not. He kept saying it over and over and over. They wanted to throw her off the plane. And they didn't show the other person who she was talking about. Maybe he had reptilian eyes or something, you know. You never know. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5. Likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Those are people that are more mature. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another. In other words, respect one another. And be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Grace is God's plan. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, that he may promote you, advance you, reveal himself to you. Casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. In other words, get the heck out of the way. Be sober, which means what? Alert. Be vigilant, which means consistent. Because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. In other words, he's walking around with a big mouth. It says, resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. So you're not the only one going through it when you feel like you're going through it. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have been challenged, suffered a while, strengthen, perfect, establish, and settle you. And to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. So listen, there's an evil kingdom that seeks to steal, kill, and destroy. They want to steal your identity. Remember, we just talked about your identity leads to your destiny. You compromise your identity, your destiny will be compromised. Amen? So he wants to come and steal your identity. He wants to kill the seeds that you have planted. And he wants to destroy your destiny. We are battling an evil regime of darkness. Amen? Isaiah 14 and verse 12. How you have fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How you are cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit on the mount of the congregation on the farthest sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, and I will be like the Most High God. And this is the Lord's response. Yet you shall be brought down to hell, the lowest depths of the pit. Those who see you will gaze at you and consider you, saying, is this the moron who made the earth tremble? Who shook kingdoms? Who made the world as a wilderness and destroyed its cities? And who did not open the house of his prisoners? So again, we see here Lucifer was removed from position from God, because he exalted himself. Amen? He used to be God's right-hand man. He was a cherub, or what we call a cherubim. He was the praise and worship leader of the universe. That's why music is controlled by him. That's why music plays a tremendous part in our lives, because he knows the vibrations. He knows the currencies that affect people. He has seen it. He walked with God when God created the earth. Amen? He saw it all. Genesis 3, verse 14. After the serpent deceived Adam and Eve, the Lord proclaimed their judgment. And in verse 14, the Lord said to the serpent, because you have done this, you are cursed more than all the cattle and more than every beast of the field. On your belly you shall go, and you shall eat dust and all of all the days of your life. And I will put enmity or hatred between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. Now, this is where we're at now, because this is what the battle is. It's over seed. Seed is associated with offspring. Amen? So there'd be hatred between the serpent seed and the woman seed, or their offsprings. So the serpent's head is going to get bruised, and the seed of the woman's heel will be bruised. That's why people are abducted. They're taken captive by the demonic forces. They can't take someone's covered by the blood, though. They can't touch them. They're taking their seed, their sperms and their eggs or ovaries and trying to produce their own offsprings by cloning, taking parts, and trying to create a body and put their spirits in there. They are called hybrids. They do walk among us. Many people don't know that. There's also known as shapeshifters. We'll talk about that later. Revelation 13 and verse 1. And I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast. A beast is associated with a fallen angel, rising up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and on his horns, ten crowns, and on his heads, a blasphemous name. Now the beast which I saw was like a leopard. His feet were like the feet of a bear. His mouth was like the mouth of a lion. The dragon gave him his power, his throne and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as it had been mortally wounded, and his deadly wound was healed. Hello, did we just talk about the head would be what? Crushed, amen, and a heel would be bruised. And I saw one of his heads as if it had been mortally wounded, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world marveled and followed the beast. So they worshiped the dragon who gave authority to the beast, and they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And he was given a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies. And he was given authority to continue for 42 months, or 3.5 years. Then he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and those who dwell in heaven. And it was granted to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And authority to was given him over every tribe, tongue, and nation. All who dwell on the earth will worship him, whose names have not been written in the book of life. So those names who have been written in the book of life will not worship him. Of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the earth. And if anyone has an ear, let him hear. So we see here, this is associated with artificial intelligence, which is the beast. And he will cause people to worship him. They will cause people to worship artificial intelligence. In fact, there is a computer called the beast, which is a huge, this computer is about as large as a building. And it has connections to everything in the world. It's been advanced. It's a quantum computer. And there's also a telescope, which is one of the most powerful telescopes owned by the Vatican. And it's called Lucifer. Now, all of these things, you know, I mean, if this doesn't slap people in the head, what will? If they got to get run over by a truck, I guess that's the only thing that's going to wake them up of what's going on in the world today. But things are happening. And the only way that the artificial intelligence, the beast, can be wounded is to be financially wounded. That's how it gets wounded. Take its finances away. Take its support away. Amen? Praise God. Let's go to 2 Peter 2, verse 12. But these, like natural brute beasts, made to be caught and destroyed, speak evil of things they do not understand, and will utterly perish in their own corruption, and will receive the wages of unrighteousness as those who count it pleasure to carouse in the daytime. They are spots and blemishes, carousing in their own deceptions while they feast with you, having eyes full of adultery, and cannot cease from sin, enticing unstable souls. They have a heart trained to in covetous practices and are accursed children. Sounds like the Democratic Party. Hallelujah. They have forsaken the right way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. But he was rebuked for his iniquity, a dumb donkey speaking with the man's voice, restrained the madness of the prophet. These are wells without water, clouds carried by the attempted, for whom is reserved the blackness of the darkness forever. These are the separation of individuals, those that serve the light and those that serve darkness. Amen? Deceptions of the wickedness are being exposed for this cause so that humanity can wake up to see what's going on. And Jude, in verse 14. It says, now Enoch the seventh from Adam prophesied about these men, also saying, behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment on all, to convict all who are ungodly among them all, their ungodly deeds which they have committed in an ungodly way, and all the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are grumblers and complainers, walking according to their own lusts. They mouth great swelling words, flattering people to advantage, to their gain advantage. But you, beloved, remember the words which were spoken before by the apostle of our Lord Jesus Christ, how they told you that there would be mockers in the last time who would walk according to their own godly lusts. These are sensual persons who cause divisions, not having the Spirit. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in tongues or praying in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And on some have compassion, making a distinction. But on others, save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. So he said, there will be mockers. We're seeing this all over. Amen? Go to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers. And they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist to fulfill your ministry. You know, there was a young boy that was just arrested. I forgot where it was at. And the police came and grabbed him because he had a mic out there and he was preaching the gospel while there was a pride parade going on and transgenders and all this other stuff in the streets. And the police came and arrested him. So they charged him with a no permit of an amplifier and resisting arrest. They fined him $500 for each thing. But anyways, you know, he's going to court now. But I'm just saying that these police were protecting the wicked. God won't let them get away with it. But this is what we're seeing now. Even the law enforcement's protecting the wicked. Not everyone has woken up. But there was a woman in the Department of Defense that just came out and exposed all kinds of stuff and everything associated with Trump, saying everything that he did was legal. Man, she promoted him big time. And I mean, this is the Department of Defense person who's also wicked in there. She's a righteous one. She's exposing it all. She was telling these people in this interview, you guys got it all wrong. You're going to see. This last arrest, she said, just caused him to have the authority to summon everyone involved in the election. So you're going to see Obama. You're going to see him have to come to court. You're going to see Pelosi, if she ever makes it. And you see Biden. All of them are going to be summoned to have to come to court and testify. So they just blew it. It was their biggest mistake they could have made by indicting Trump on this last one. This may take a little bit of time, but they're doing everything they can now. Everything is escalated to the top now. We're here. I think we're going to have a good Christmas time. I think there's going to be a lot of gifts released from heaven. Hallelujah. Daniel 12, verse 1. At that time, Michael will stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was seen there or as a nation. Even to that time and at the time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone who is found written in the book. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. How's the knowledge going to increase? AI. It's increasing tremendously. That's why things are being released. Why? Books are being opened now. All kinds of books are being, more knowledge is being released. What's the, some of the stuff that's being released? Wickedness is being exposed. More than ever. Amen? Then I, Daniel, looked, and there stood two others, one on this side of the river and one on the other side of the river. And one said to the man clothed with linen, who was above the waters of the river, how long shall the fulfillment of these wonders be? Then I heard the man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand to heaven and swore by him who lives forever, that it shall be a time, times, and half times, which is 3.5 years. And when the power of the holy people have been completely shattered, all these things shall be finished. Now, I want you to know, this is prophetic insight. And things repeat themselves. Because we've just had 3.5 years of hell here. Think about it. Ever since the COVID started, it's been almost 3.5 years. Now we're going to have 3.5 years of plenty. Oh, hallelujah. Although I heard, I did not understand. And I said, my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go your way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed to the time of the end. Many shall be purified, made white and refined, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. Wow. So the wicked ain't going to get it. They're going to continue to do their own thing. Continue to do wickedness and lie and cheat and drink blood and eat flesh and all that other stuff. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, 12. But what I do, I will also continue to do, that I may cut off the opportunity of those who desire an opportunity to be regarded just as we are in the things which they boast. In other words, there's many individuals out there proclaiming to be Christians that are really not. They're imposters. For such are false prophets, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. That's called shapeshifter. Therefore, it is no great thing that if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. See, there are people out there that you have no idea. See, but they can only hold righteousness so long. They have to do wicked. They can't, because they're wicked. The wolves in sheep's clothing. Amen? Does everybody get it? They can only hold so long. But it's our responsibility to cut them off. Amen? 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. And also, if anyone competes in athletics, he's not crowned unless he competes according to the rules and regulations. The hardworking farmer must be first to partake of the crops. Consider what I say, and may the Lord give you understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ, or the seed of David, was raised from the dead according to my gospel, for which I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even to the point of chains. But the word of God is not ashamed. Therefore I endure all things for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. This is a faithful saying. If you died with him, you shall also live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. Chapter 3, verse 10. But you have carefully followed life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance, persecutions, afflictions, which happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, and Lystra. What persecutions I endured, and out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. But evil men and impostors will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and profitable for the doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man or woman of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Evil men and imposters, they're everywhere now. We must be good soldiers. Amen. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. For you once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and law, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. And have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. And that's one of the problems. People are still not exposing their own fellowships with darkness. They're still approving it. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light. For whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore, he says, awake you who sleep. Arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are what? They're evil. We are in an evil time right now, but things are going to change. We're in a great transition. Matthew 25:31. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. Goats are rebellious, sheep are submissive. And he will set the sheep on his right side and the goats on the left side. Hello? Then the king will say to those who are on the right, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, you gave me drink. I was a stranger, you took me in. I was naked, you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you and thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when do we see you sick or in prison and come to you? And the king will answer, and he will say to them, assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. Then he will also say to those on the left. Now, there's no coincidence of left and right. Come on, let's get this. Let me say something. Everyone say, the left is out. The right is in. Amen. That's the name of the title. Left out, right in. They be left out, man. And the right's in. So don't listen. And there are those who are proclaiming to be right, but they're still living like the left. They're out also. Anything that's not right ain't in. So I don't care if they're libertarian. I don't care if they're Presbyterian. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether you're Catholicism, Christian, whatever. If you're right, you're in. If you're left, you be out. Why? Because the right promotes the things that God wants. They do God's will. They promote God's will. The left doesn't. They promote their own will. That's why he says, the left, you out. Right, in. Amen? Praise God. Let's continue. Then, let's see, where am I now? Then he will say to those on the left, depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. Right, because they're stealing all the offerings. They got false nonprofit organizations. They go around collecting money. They keep 90% and give 10%. Hello. That's the opposite of what God requires, isn't it? I was a stranger and you did not take me in. Naked and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, you didn't come and visit me. Then they will also answer him saying, Lord, when do we see you hungry and thirsty or a stranger or naked and sick in prison and did not minister to you? Then he will answer them saying, assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, you did it to me. And these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into what? Eternal life. Now, a lot of these lefties, they try to speak righty. But they're still left out. Because they're not sold out. Does everybody understand? They may have all the good words of a right, but when it comes to abortion, hello? Transgender, all of these marriage things, same-sex marriage, all of these other things that is offensive to God, they promote it. So don't give us right words with a left agenda. Because you're left out. Romans chapter 1, and we'll close here. Romans 1:18, let's speak it. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness, unrighteousness of men, who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. See, so when these people get before the Lord, there's no excuse. None of us has an excuse. You can't do a but. Ain't going to work. Ain't no but ministry in heaven. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God. Nor were thankful, became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made with like corruptible man. And birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. Therefore God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lusts of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worship and serve the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. For this reason God gave them up to vile passions. For even their own women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. Likewise, also men, leaving the natural use of a woman, burned in their lust for one another. Men with men committing what is shameful and receiving in themselves the penalty of their errors, which is due. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to the base mind to do the things which are not fitting. Being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers and backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who know the righteous judgments of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. Wow. Those are lefties. And they're going to be left out. So even if they may say, oh, I don't believe in any of that, but they're still voting for those that are promoting such things, they're going to be judged the same way. So next time you run into a lefty, tell them, bro, you're left out. And you run into a righty that speaks lefty, you're left out. Hello. Ain't no switch hitting in this game. Amen? You're either right or you're left. You're either hellbound or heavenbound, one or the other. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. And we thank you for about what you're about to do. Because you're about to expose all the lefties. And righties are going to take their position. And you're going to glorify yourself and your people. And we're going to give you all the glory, honor, and praise, and thank you. In Jesus' name. Everybody said amen.